Barbarian tribes of Rome, the pre-Roman Iron Age. How does iron get to the Germanic people? Now, iron first made its appearance in Hittite Asia Minor in the 14th century BCE, and from there, a knowledge of the metal spread to Europe. Soon there arose in Austria and South Germany a new culture which has been given the name of Hallstatt after a settlement in a cemetery of the salt miners in Upper Austria. This culture was strongly under the influence of Italy. From this general area, culture spread rapidly and became differentiated in various regions, but everywhere there are still the same peculiarities, such as the same type of sword, safety pins, pottery styles. The beginning of the Iron Age in Europe is dated to about 1000 BCE. At the beginning, iron was used only for certain purposes, and bronze still remained the important metal for most things. Iron has obviously a great advantage over bronze in the making of weapons of war, since it is much harder metal, and the possession of iron swords must have given the owners a feeling of superiority. The second phase of the Iron Age is called the Latin, after a place name on Lake Neuchâtel in Switzerland. This was a Celtic culture and was carried into many parts of Western Europe as a result of cultural diffusion and the Celtic expansion. In Northern Europe, the early Iron Age lasted over 1,000 years, from about 800 BCE to AD 500. The first 200 years, a transitional period from 800 to 600 BCE, is often called Period 6 of the Bronze Age. A further division can be made into a pre-Roman and a Roman Iron Age. The North was relatively isolated during the first, but during the second was very greatly influenced directly and indirectly by the prestige and power of the culture of the Roman Empire. The new metal made its way, but slowly, into the North. It was not introduced by an invading people using iron swords, but by diffusion and trade. Such a warlike introduction of the new metal into the Germanic North has long been an accepted dogma for many historians, but there is neither archaeological, anthropological, nor historical proof of any such movement. The theory has rested upon the conviction that the Germanic people were relatively late arrivals in Northern Europe and were part of a mass movement into Central and Western Europe from somewhere in the East. Until the beginning of the present era, any very considerable Germanic expansion in a southerly direction was blocked. To the east, along the Baltic, by the Illyrians, and to the west and south by the Celts, with the Roman power in the background. It was necessary for people of the north to obtain raw materials through the trade with Celtic traders. To a certain extent, one might almost say there was a Celtic Iron Curtain, which in many ways was quite effective in creating at least a partial isolation of Northern Europe. This is the explanation for the presence of the Germanic language. This is an explanation for the presence in the Germanic language of so many culture words of Celtic origin, and iron is an example. But the North was ready for expansion. This had begun even before the end of the Bronze Age in those areas immediately adjacent to and south of the Schleswig-Holstein zone and eastward along the Baltic. It seems as if during the Bronze Age in the North, there had been a gradual accumulation of dynamic energy, which was continually threatening to break out of the ethnic bonds of the culture. And this energy was finally unloosed in the Iron Age. For a time, the struggle was against the Celtic power. Then, after the collapse of the Celts, it was against the Romans. Finally, the Germanic wave rolled with overwhelming force over the whole of Central and part of Western Europe, causing the collapse of the first really universal empire. But there must have been some reason for this migration urge. Now, of course, when you look at this in the fall of Rome, they talk about barbarian population explosions, the threat from the Huns from the east, etc., and so on. But there's a whole series of very simple things that are going to come into play, because this expansion is well before you're going to have to worry about any Huns. And certainly their population is expanding, but they're having some problems with climate change in the region. And so we'll look at these causes for this initial migration phase to start working its way south. So we're pretty close to a point where I'm going to need to go and deal with the Celts. So probably after another show or two about this migration movement, then I'm going to go and deal with the Celts, where they came from and how they settled in, then probably the Scythians, and then go back to the Germans and start bringing them in tribe by tribe. Now, the sources for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, Civilization of the Celts by Loret, and the Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.